In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My brothers and sisters, Qimla Maran. Jesus is risen. Yeah, you can clap again. We're all excited. Jesus is risen. There's joy. But in order for us to understand why today is so joyful, we've got to understand what was yesterday all about. In order for us to really try to understand what is so great about today, what was yesterday about? Why did Jesus have to die? What does Jesus dying do for me? How does Jesus dying 2,000 years ago, how does that do anything for me? How does it affect my life today? Why do I need to be thankful to somebody who died for me, but I don't even know why he died? I mean, he's God, isn't he? Why did he need to die? Couldn't he have done it any other way? Couldn't God have saved us any other way? What does death have to do with it? Well, in St. Paul's reading today, he says very clearly, the punishment for sin is death. The consequence of sin is death. Adam and Eve, my brothers and sisters, we've got to go back to where it all started. Who are the first parents? Who were the first humans? Adam and Eve, very good. And Adam and Eve, what did they do? They rejected God. They rejected God. They said no to God and yes to who? To the devil. What was the consequence of their decision? What happened when Adam and Eve made that decision to turn away from God? What came into our world? What entered all of us? Sin, suffering, and what? Death. Very good. Sin, suffering, and death. So St. Paul says, the wages of sin, the consequence, the punishment for that sin and for every single sin that is ever committed is actually death. That means that every single one of us, as being sinners, that means that every single one of us actually deserves death. All of us. Every single one of us, because we have sinned, big or small, we all deserve to die. Actually, because of our rejection each and every day, what Jesus did on the cross is what actually should have happened to us. And so what yesterday was all about was Jesus actually taking our place. It was Jesus doing what should have been done to me and you, he did in our place. So that when Jesus was on the cross, God the Father saw you and me in Jesus. As Jesus was dying that horrific death, God the Father was seeing each and every one of our sufferings, each and every one of our sins, and each and every one of our death. God the Father, when he looked at Jesus on the cross, he saw each and every one of us. And he said, because Jesus dies in Father Patrick's place, Father Patrick is free from sin. Father Patrick can be freed from death. Father Patrick, Flan, can be freed from suffering. Now, does that mean that just because he did that 2,000 years ago, some people are like, well, if he did that 2,000 years ago, then why is there still sin, suffering, and death happening today? It doesn't mean that because he did it 2,000 years ago, it all wiped away. Not yet. Not until Jesus comes back again. It's so that when you and I today sin, suffer, and when we die, it's so that today Jesus can apply what he did 2,000 years ago to our current lives and our current death, our current suffering, and to our current sin, so that we can rise from it the way that Jesus did. So that each and every day I experience a little bit of his death and his resurrection. Every single day of our lives as Christians, my brothers and sisters, is a death and it's a rising. Each and every one of us are suffering in our own way. Each and every one of us is sinning in our own way. Each and every one of us is facing death in our own way. And these things, my brothers and sisters, can cause us to feel like we're living in a tomb. Like Jesus, yesterday. Dark, cold, miserable, depressing, and anxious. The wounds, my brothers and sisters, the pains and the sufferings of this life are not always just physical things. I don't know about you, but to be honest with you, sometimes physical pain is easier to endure than emotional and mental pain, correct? What Jesus did on the cross was literally carry the emotional and mental traumas of every single human person that has lived and will ever live in the future in his body, in himself, on that cross. Because he was God, he carried it all in place of me and you. Wow. Wow. Imagine. I mean, yesterday I got a splinter doing this tomb here. I got a splinter. I'm like, oh, you know? And then I'm like, wait, it's Good Friday. Like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? I got hurt from a little splinter. And it was painful. Life is painful. It's filled with thorns. And at times, my brothers and sisters, we all can feel like we're being beat up like Jesus did yesterday. Right? We all have not physical wounds. Some of us have physical ailments and physical health problems. Yes. But the deeper pain, my brothers and sisters, is the emotional wounds that we have all faced in life. And Jesus, his body being cut up the way it was just an external image of what internally we are all going through today. Jesus's look, and I don't know how many of you guys have seen The Passion of the Christ, blood from head to toe. That look is each and every one of our story. It's your story and it's my story in his body. Each and every one of us, my brothers and sisters, is carrying a wound today. And that wound is emotional, it's mental, and it causes me to remain in the tomb and not outside where I'm free. What are these wounds? And these wounds, my brothers and sisters, look differently for everybody. However, these wounds always go back to our past, our lives. It goes back to our childhood. Some of these wounds that we all have experienced are the wounds of abandonment, rejection. Maybe we were rejected by a mom, by our dad. Maybe we were rejected by friends at school. Maybe we were rejected by somebody that we were in love with. We've all experienced death. We've seen death before our eyes. We've experienced abuse, bullying. We've experienced addictions, struggles with sin. All of us, my brothers and sisters, have experienced woundedness that has caused us to feel worthless. That, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you today, is the number one thing. If I could diagnose every single human problem that I ever hear, whether it's a marriage problem, whether it's a family problem, whether it's a money problem, whether it's anything, it all goes back to one thing. Our wounds go back to us feeling like we are not worth anything, like we have no purpose. And unfortunately, each and every one of us, at some point in our growing up, have been treated a certain way that told me I'm not worth much. All of us. Whether people meant it or they didn't mean it, we have all experienced something traumatic that has made me feel self-conscious, made me feel worthless. Whether we want to admit this or not, and the other thing is that we do a good job of putting on a good face to run away and to deny the fact that we all have emotional pain. We don't want to admit that we have that pain. We just want to act like everything is great. We try to cover it up with lots and lots of nice clothes and putting on a nice mask to mask the pain. But the pain remains. The pain doesn't go away. This is why depression and anxiety is so big today. The pain remains because the pain was never tended to. The wound was never healed. And so what happens if you cut yourself really deeply? What happens if you don't clean the wound? What happens to the wound? Huh? It's infected and it festers, doesn't it? Well, my brothers and sisters, we all have those emotional wounds, not on our physical body, but on our hearts and in our souls. So that today, like Peter and John, they ran to the tomb. And you know why they ran? It says that they tried to outrun each other. Do you know why they were outrunning each other? One was trying to run faster than the other, and they literally talk about it. Because they were competing. They didn't get it yet. They walked with Jesus for 3 years, and they're still trying to compete with one another. Who's going to get there faster, and who's more important? All of us, my brothers and sisters, because of our woundedness, we can oftentimes go to sin to make our wounds feel better. We go to sin. We go to trying to have lots and lots of money and running towards money so that I can fill the gap of feeling worthless in life. Because guess what? Unless I have a Rolex and unless I have a nice car, then you know what? I'm not worth it. I'm not good enough. Right? What is the wound that's going on there? The obsession with the materialism is not a problem in and of itself. The obsession is the person who feels insecure without it. That's the wound. The person who's running after a big name to have the best reputation because they think that their reputation is what's going to give them worth. The person who's falling into lustful sin, they want to be loved, they want to be chosen because they don't feel worth it. They feel worthless. My brothers and sisters, we're all running after something to try to get that feeling that makes me feel worth something. And at the end of the day, St. Paul says, what is the end of all of our sins? Where does it lead us to? Death. It only leads us to feeling more dead inside. So no matter how much we run after these things to make us feel like we are worth something, it actually makes us feel more worthless. So what do we do? How do I know I'm worth something? How do I heal those wounds? Well, guess what, guys? You and I, we can't heal them. You can't heal them, and I can't heal them. I can't heal the people around me, and I can't fix the people that are broken around me, which is very painful at times. And nor can I fix or heal myself. I have to allow Jesus to do it. And that's what Easter is all about. It's about allowing Jesus to be the Savior. It's about Jesus being the one to walk into my dark tomb of my pain and allow him to walk me out of that tomb. Every single day, I have to allow Jesus to be the Savior. I'm not God, you are Jesus. I'm not the Savior, you are Jesus. And there is no pain, my brothers and sisters. There is no wound. There is no trauma. There is no sin that Jesus cannot free us from. The problem is, do we believe that? Because in Jesus says, in the measure with which you believe, you will receive. So it's not a matter of just coming to church. We need to come to church. Without coming to church, we are literally trying to survive without medicine. It's like having cancer without going and getting chemo, right? Can you do it? You just barely can, maybe, if you're lucky. Without coming to Mass and receiving the medicine, the Eucharist, the medicine of our souls, that's just the very beginning. The very beginning, the bare minimum is just coming to Mass and receiving communion. But the journey each and every day to walk with Jesus is something you and I have to choose. It's something that you and I have to say, okay, Jesus, I'm ready now. Okay, Jesus, I'm ready for new life. I'm ready for my life to change. And many of us, we don't want our lives to change because we're more comfortable where we are, right? Sometimes we're even more comfortable just being in pain. We're so good at being in pain. We're just like, hey, this is my life and I just got to stay this way. But that's not what today is all about. Today is not about staying where you are. Today is about getting up and making one tiny little step forward. We're not going to make it all the way today. It's about making that one step forward to say, I'm going to make one step forward to the light. Maybe I am going to start coming to Mass on Sundays. Maybe I am going to start opening up my Bible. Maybe I will go get therapy. Maybe me and my wife, who've been having marriage problems, maybe we will actually go see a priest, or maybe we will go see somebody to help us. Maybe I will get some help for my addiction that I don't want to admit that I have. Maybe I will start coming to adoration once or twice a week to just sit with Jesus in the light. Maybe I will pick up that book that Father gave me 20 years ago that I never picked up. Whatever it is, we all know there's that one little step that we're avoiding in life. And Jesus is saying, if you make that step, that's the step forward. And you're saying, nah, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not ready for it yet. But Easter is about taking that step. I want to invite you to pray with me. And I'm just going to invite you all to just very prayerfully just close your eyes. And you can put your heads down too. And I want you to think about, what are the emotional pains, the traumas, the wounds of your life today that are causing you to be bitter, angry, cold, depressed, anxious? Think of it for a moment. Whatever it is, a marriage problem, a relationship problem, money problems, work problems, traumas of your childhood, whatever it might be. Think about it for a second. And it could be a lot of things. It's okay. I want you to imagine yourself walking into this dark tomb, a dark, dark tomb. And as you walk into this tomb, you see the dead body of Jesus lying there. And you look at Jesus' body and you see all of these open wounds all over. And you see Mary standing there next to you. And Mary looks at you and she says, she points at one of Jesus' wounds and she says, this is you. This is your wound. This is the wound of your pain that you experienced on that day, at that time. This is the wound of the death that you're grieving. This is the wound of your trauma. It's right here in Jesus. It's in Him. And Mary invites you. She says, if you are ready to be healed and freed, place your hand in His wound, on that wound. And if you're ready, and you're ready to actually make a step into the light outside of the darkness, you place your hand on that wound. Place your hand on that wound. And as you place your hand on that wound, when you lift your hand, the wound has disappeared. Now the whole entire body of Jesus is clear and cleansed. The whole body of Jesus is renewed. And now you look at yourself and you are renewed. And Jesus wakes up, He opens His eyes, and He smiles at you, and He says, are you ready? You ready to walk out? And Jesus grabs you by the hand. And you might be a little afraid to walk out. And He says, let's go. And He walks you out of the tomb. And you walk from darkness into light. Today, my brothers and sisters, you can open your eyes. Today, if you followed that meditation, you already began that journey to walk out. It's a journey, it's a process. But Jesus is with us every single day. Are we going to run to Him? I pray, my brothers and sisters, today is the beginning of a new day, a new journey with Jesus, a light-filled journey with Jesus, so that each and every day we can heal, we can grow, and we can rise from the darkness and to new life with Jesus. God bless you all, and happy Easter. Amen.